Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thanks for engineering. Kyle's with us, special broadcast today. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, Captain Vincenzo.
Kyle, you wanted.
Good morning.
good morning. You wanted to do this, and you were right on the money. So let me just start and set the level, class, if you don't mind. I'm going to play something. It'll take about just over 2 minutes. And this is where we are. So that was the Rolling Stones, 1968, and it's called Street Fighting Man. It's on an album called Beggar's Banquet, and appropriately so. This was written after an anti-war rally at London's U.S. Embassy. 25,000 there, and mounted police tried to quell the anti-war rally. It wasn't pretty. And this is, I'm going to read some of the lyrics, because in case you didn't know exactly what they were, let me interpret them for you. Actually, let me just read them, some of them. And this is about London. This is not about the United States. We're going to be talking about anarchy, part two today. Quote, "Everywhere I hear the sound of marching, charging feet, boy, because summer's here and the time is right for fighting in the street, boy. Hey, think the time is right for a palace revolution? But where I live, the game to play is compromise solution. Hey, said my name is called disturbance. I'll shout and scream. I'll kill the king. I'll rail at all his servants. Now what can a poor boy do except to sing for a rock and roll band? 'Cause in sleepy London town, there's just no place for a street fighting man. No." End quote. So, just to tell you a little bit more, we expect that anarchy is coming. Actually, it's already here. Anarchy has been around for a very long time. Anarchy means without rule or without a ruler. Since the history of man, cavemen were anarchists. Until one got a club and started telling the others what to do. That was the first monarchy. England and some other countries still practice ruling by the club. Yeah, I know they have a parliament. I know that. They're called kingdoms and monarchies. Our founding fathers were anarchists. They wanted to be free from the king. That's King George. So they rebelled. And that's what it takes to be once again free. It takes a revolution. It happened over and over and over in history. So it starts out with anarchy. No one is the ruler. No one's in charge. Some guy gets a club, wants more and more power, then builds an army, conquers everything he can, and then comes the wrath and anger of the people. That's the revolution. Or a civil war, or both. And after that comes anarchy until someone starts ruling again. I believe that everybody in this class appreciates anarchy. And I can prove it. You know it as a different word. You know it as freedom. Freedom is the right to do what you think is right. Now, some people abuse it. So that is one definition of anarchy. And class, some people may think that USA Prepares is a bunch of anarchists. It's absolutely not true. When I first interview an instructor to be on the air with me, we have a chat on the phone. It might take 45 minutes, it might take an hour, it might take longer. And I want to know the point of view that the potential instructor is coming from. And then I explain the rules. The rules are really simple. The rules are, we will tell the truth, no matter what. That's what we're going to do. So you can say it, whatever it is, as long as it's the truth. Number two, we will behave as ladies and gentlemen. That's pretty much it. Now, if you think about that, if everybody did that, they would have broadcasts like we do, and they wouldn't have these free-for-alls, because they would behave like ladies and gentlemen. They wouldn't call other callers names. They wouldn't insult each other. The callers wouldn't insult the hosts. The hosts wouldn't insult the callers, and so forth. But they don't necessarily have some rules. Now, we don't have a lot of rules. I just told you what they are. And one, the third rule, no profanity. But that falls under the heading of we'll behave like ladies and gentlemen. And frankly, class, when I hear someone swear, I take whatever I thought their IQ was and I subtract 10 points. Because that tells me that they can't debate, they can't make a point without four-letter words. There's no place for it. No place for it. Kyle, your thoughts about anything I said, anarchy, and where we're going today?
Yeah. As we talked earlier in the week, we can see things devolving in this country, you know, almost daily. So anarchy, I would say also, is not just doing what is right, but the responsibility to do what is right, but also the personal responsibility to have to provide for you and your family and others to a degree. What we talked about is, like, folks, Vince and I have never really done anything like this. We've touched on the outskirts and edges of it in our broadcast before, but this first hour, I wanted to concentrate kind of on the news that is right in front of your face. The things that are in Europe that are soon to be here. We all know that things that end up, that start over there because they're socialist, communist guys can get away with more over there. But they eventually want to institute the same thing in over here. And it just takes the right impetus or the right catastrophe, whether it is created, man-made, or whatever. These things are coming. And that, I just want to point out some things. I know you get a big dose of that with Rich on Tuesdays, and yesterday I caught part of the broadcast with Gwyneth and people calling in, and you get some of that with that as well. You got it yesterday. But today I want to concentrate on some things, and I know Vince has probably got things too, and we'll see if we can get through some of them. But the things that are right in your face. This is what's happening. And if you can't see what's happening right in front of you, and let that penetrate your mind to be able to do something about it, then your blood is, and your family's blood is on your head. So the second hour, I would like to talk with Vince about ways that we have thought of, other than the automotive things and all the stuff that we cover all the time, ways that you can prepare for anarchy and what's coming. We've said things for years now that are just now happening. And I'll continue this after the break. I can hear the music.
Kyle, I can hear the passion and the concern and the immediacy in your voice. Class, please don't touch that dial. Very rarely do I say that. Please don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're talking about anarchy, class. We're talking about no one in charge. And it looks like, for sure, that's where we're going. We've been here before. We're not advocating it. We're not saying we're looking forward to it. It's going to be terrible. And we also recommend that you do not participate in any of the violence or any of the protest. Get down. Meaning, get your head down. Get down. Not what the new vernacular is, this twisted language that we have, this new language where get down means jump on board. Get down means get your head down. Don't do it. Kyle, back to you.
Okay. So here's some things, folks, that is happening right now around the world and in this country. And I'm just going to go through. This was so cursory, and I haven't been able on Mondays or Tuesdays to be able to listen in to Rich, and I won't be able to for the next couple, three, 4 weeks because I've got some prior commitments on things. So if Rich has covered some of these things, then I'm sorry, but I'm just going to go through these just a little bit. And the first thing I want to lead off with is this. If you think about where we are in the country, the communist in charge, the zombie apocalypse that is leading our country, continues to spend money at an unfathomable rate. Okay? So I don't care how you want to spend it. Every time you create money out of thin air for no particular purposes that are concrete to produce anything in the nation, you are diluting the amount of dollars in existence. And when you have an entity like the Federal Reserve on the other side of the coin that is continuing to raise the interest rates on borrowed money, think about how that puts you right in the center of the squeeze. First of all, they're going to make your dollars worth less. And on the other side of the coin, any money that you have to borrow is going to cost you more. So that puts you directly in the bullseye of the squeeze. So the reality of that situation is that you are under attack, whether you realize it or not. Your livelihood to be able to live is under attack. I'll never forget one thing Robert Kiyosaki said that it's so stunning to me. He says, why would I try to save money when they're printing more and more of it all the time? He said, the rich buy assets that produce money. So in that vein of thinking, I want to tell you, you should take whatever you've got in money. Now, this is my opinion. Don't do anything I say. Think about it yourself and make your own decisions. In my opinion, you should take whatever of this green fern paper you've got and buy assets that are going to keep you and your family alive in the coming months and years, that is going to be able to either produce money, more of it for you, or be able to barter, which will be the new currency. I think the new currency is going to end up being goods and services. But you should take what this worthless paper that is becoming more and more worthless every day and do something with it as soon as possible. Now, I want to touch on a couple of other things here. People, I don't know if you know it or not, but I hear the music. I'll go over this. I'll start again after the break. Like Vince
Kyle and I are talking about anarchy. It's coming. There's going to be violence. There's going to be more crime. It's already here. We have crime waves right now, these flash mobs, and they're getting more prevalent every day. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott said Wednesday night that immigrants will now be bused from the Lone Star State to Chicago, Illinois, in his latest efforts to alleviate the financial strain from President Biden's open border policy. As the Department of Justice and President Trump continue to trade legal jabs, the FBI released a photograph of papers they say a former president should not have. Trump's lawyers claim the photograph of papers strewn about the floor was staged for effect. Trump attorney Alina Haba.
I have been down there. I'm down there frequently. I have never seen that. I have never, ever seen that. That is not the way his office looks. They literally must have gone in and taken out documents they wanted, or cover letters as it is, and put it about so that the public believes that this is top secret. Secret documents that were on his floor.
A neutral special master to look to see if what the FBI did was legal will be decided today by a Florida judge. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The Jet Propulsion Laboratory is reporting the MOXIE experiment on Mars is successfully making oxygen on the red planet. Day and night and across seasons, the instrument reliably generates breathable oxygen from the red planet's thin atmosphere. Nearly 100 million miles from Earth, an instrument the size of a lunchbox is proving it can reliably do the work of a small tree. As President Trump's lawyers claim the top-secret papers photographed and released by the Department of Justice in his Florida home were staged and set up in a way to promote their bias, Representative James Comer, the Republican from Kentucky on Newsmax overnight, says the cover-up by the FBI to justify the raid will not end well.
This isn't appropriate. We're supposed to have oversight over the National Archives. No government bureaucracy should have the authority to be able to send in an FBI team to raid anyone, especially the former president of the United States, without just cause. And from what I've seen, they haven't provided that. This has been nothing but a PR disaster for the FBI. The FBI, every time they try to do something to combat the public opinion, then it just gets worse for them. You know, the American people are losing confidence in the FBI faster than the Democrats can print money in Washington. And they've got a problem and they realize it. And I can tell you it's not going to end well for the FBI.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle's with us. And we're talking about anarchy, and there is no question in our minds, class. The faculty of USA Prepares believes that we are absolutely heading into worse and worse times. Today is going to be better than tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be better than Friday. It's going to continue devolving. Kyle, please continue.
Okay. So I want to comment on the last little news blurb that was out there talking about, did you notice, folks, how they mentioned twice in that little news blurb how that the FBI was doing, you know, bad things and losing confidence with the American people. That's absolutely correct. But what I want you to think is, I don't want you to think like checkers. I want you to think like chess. The intent of that raid was to cause the American populace to lose faith in the government institutions. We've already lost faith in the Democrats. We've lost faith in Congress. We've lost faith in the presidency. We've lost faith in the FBI. We've lost faith in the military because they wouldn't stand up and take and kick this guy out of office when it was illegal. We've lost faith in the police. So what does that create? Anarchy. It will devolve to where you have no faith in anything other than what you can do. And for a lot of bad people, because hungry people are fixing to become angry people, and cold and hungry people are fixing to become desperate, angry people. That's what's coming. Just as sure as the sun rises this morning, I can see this coming. I want to share some other things with you, and then I'm going to jump back here just a second. I'll bring up something going on in Germany. Germany literally just eliminated a tax cut or a tax price control on their petrol. It literally went almost up 10% overnight. What I'm trying to show you with that one little instance is how much control the government really has over your life. Now, right now, power prices in Germany are somewhere between 14 and 18 times. That's 14 and 18 times as high as they were a year and a half ago. Can you imagine what would happen if our energy prices just quadrupled? So if your electric bill is $100 a month, and you're barely making it, and you have electric heat, and you have a bill next month of $400, or in by the middle of winter, $400 a month, how is that going to affect your life? How is that going to affect your finances and your financial decisions? Okay, I'm going to jump here, jump track just a little bit. The Vatican has just called to repatriate all of its gold, to get all of its gold from all of the countries that's been spread out all over the world by the end of September. From the 1st to the 16th of August, 129 tons of gold were removed from the J.P. Morgan vaults. And they really won't tell you where it went. But they're suspecting that major countries and extremely rich people are repatriating their gold. There was a run on the Chicago Fed gold vault. Also, so the rich are starting to pay attention, or they know something that we don't. They know what's fixing to happen. They're getting it far enough ahead so that the short-term memory of the United States people across this world don't remember that these rich people pulled out all of their gold before this collapse happened. And now they can come in and buy all of this collapsed property and assets for pennies, fractions of a penny maybe, on the dollar. That's their goal. They will own it all, including you. On August 29th, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, Russia banned the use of the USA dollar for any collateral. Russia is part of the BRICS setup. Britain, India, Russia, China, and South Africa. And there's more people and more countries looking to join BRICS all the time because it is the new and upcoming, somewhat stable currency. Just think about that. So if the United States dollar, we don't have to have an energy crisis. If the United States dollar loses 50% or 75% of its value in a matter of a month or two, and your power bill is 100 and it goes to 300 just because the American dollar is worthless, you still have to pay that power bill or freeze if you don't have a way to control your heat or your finances or your livelihood some way. The United Kingdom's economy had dropped 11% in 2020. Just they're talking about now, and it's even dropped even worse than that now. But that's the worst drop since 1709. Do you think these countries are very far ahead of where we're headed? I'm asking you to think this thing through and prepare for the worst. If the oil right now of what Germany's having to pay for oil, if you were to break that down into dollars, Germany is paying almost $1,000 a barrel for oil. If our money becomes worthless and we end up having to just pay $500 a barrel, that's five times higher than it is now. So instead of $4 a gallon, what if you had to start paying $20 a gallon? How would that affect your life? It begins to become unlivable. And that is the goal. That is the goal. That's the end game, is to make your life unlivable. Vince, your comments, I have a bunch more, but your comments so far?
Well, I'm in total agreement with you. I know that fertilizer is now about 70% withdrawn from the market. I know that I used to be able to buy fertilizer. It's now for $7.70 for a bag. It's now 5X. And it comes in the new fun size bags, 20 pounds. So you don't think that the price has gone up 5X. UK is bracing for a 2.5X electricity price hike this year. There's an energy crisis in Germany, as you mentioned. And Germany is advising people, y'all don't need to take those hot showers, do you? Because they are really seriously in trouble because they use Russian natural gas to run some of their power generation systems. They have a water crisis in Germany. The Rhine River is dried to the point where barges are having trouble navigating to bring raw materials in and exports out. There's a toilet paper shortage looming. It's already begun in Germany, and I believe they use about 143 rolls per person per year, which is unbelievable to me. And that's just the tip of the iceberg in Europe. Energy crisis, everything you can think of. If you move to the United States, we're having problems getting car parts. Why? Because they are globally sourced. And I mentioned in the past, last few days, that we have reached peak. Peak what? Peak everything. Peak oil, peak food production, peak everything. And it's been covered up that we've reached this because of the global materials market. So, for example, if one country had a shortage of it, it'd be made up by other countries. Autolite spark plugs are made in Mexico. I looked at the box this morning. And we have a couple boxes in the kitchen. I looked at them, and they're from Mexico. Autolite was us. Semiconductors. Semiconductors are really hard to get now. And these would be the components at the component level for the manufacturing of computer assemblies. Well, some of the semiconductors are a year out. So if you want them in quantity, you can place your order, and we're looking at over a year or more to get them. That explains why the auto manufacturers are slowing down their production, but they're parking the almost finished vehicles that are almost ready for sale on airport pavement. They're parking them because they have almost everything ready to sell them, but not enough to actually complete the sale because they don't work completely. The cars aren't finished. The trucks aren't finished because they can't get the parts for the computers. We have an illegal alien invasion. Not undocumented citizens, illegal aliens. Medicines are in short supply. There are clinics, and you heard that here, that are having to figure out who gets what medicines because they don't have enough to give everybody who needs medicine medicine. There is a diesel price increase that just happened. Diesel's going back up. And we're having a motor oil price increase. I reported that last week. California has just said they're going to ban petrol cars. You have to go to new cars being electric. Then they said, don't charge them.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So to flesh this out just a little bit more, California has a Clean Air Resources Board. And they came out with a rule. And their rule is that 100% of all new cars sold in the California state by 2035, that's 13 years from now, will be free of fossil fuel emissions. They also said that 35% of new passenger vehicles sold in the state will be electric vehicles by 2026. That's 4 years from now. So 35% of all vehicles sold will be electric in new vehicles that are sold in California will be electric vehicles by 2026, 4 years from now. By 2030, which is 8 years from now, it's going to be 68% of all vehicles sold will be electric vehicles in California. Okay, well, if they're dumb enough to do this, why didn't they... They didn't think this through. That's how dumb they are. Because now, yesterday and today, they're saying, don't y'all be charging your electric vehicles and don't be using heavy appliances, because if you do, we're going to have blackouts because we don't have enough electricity because it's getting hot here in California. The insane are running the show. And people are buying these electric vehicles, and I don't get it. It makes no sense. If you're only going short trips, why don't you get a bicycle? People don't realize that they're trapped by the system. They don't realize that this battery pack is going to cost them $30,000 to replace it. They don't realize that just mining the metals for the battery production is equivalent to about 8 years of operating a gasoline-powered vehicle. Makes no sense. None. And there's no recycling plan for the batteries. All we're saying is we are headed for a absolutely systemic collapse. This is flat out not going to work. and the people in charge are driving you right off the cliff.
Yeah,
nothing's working.
You know, amen to that. That we're being driven right off the cliff, folks. Right now, today, if you were in Germany and you were going to power up your new little car, it would cost you equivalent of $50 to be able to go 180 miles. They are projecting the German benchmark for the future power. They are predicting 1,000 pounds per megawatt hour. That's like a tenfold increase. Can you imagine paying $500 to go 180 miles? You were talking about fertilizer. Did you hear that the Azoty, the second largest fertilizer plant in Poland, is shut down because of high energy prices?
Yeah,
they just shut
down.
We can't do it.
That's why I said 70% of the fertilizer in Europe is withdrawn from the market. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and get a load of this, folks. Every civilization for the last 7,000 years has collapsed because of food production. Every civilization in the last 7,000 years has collapsed because of food production. This time, they're going to collapse the world, but believe me, it is planned. They have a plan. And when we and they come out of this, the ones that survive, they will have a plan, but it will include total slavery for you. Unless you prepare now.
I have a comment, class. No one seizes power. I'm talking about starting with the caveman who figured out that a club was a really, I'm talking like a baseball bat type club, is a really good thing if you want to control people. It started out with a club, right? No one, including that guy, the first guy, ever seized power with the plan to relinquish it. No one. Which explains why you have these Congress types, these senator types, these mayor types, these presidential types that run for office, and once they get there, they don't want to leave. Why is that? Because no one seizes power with the plan to relinquish it. No one. Except for a few guys. And they were criminals, according to King George. And you know them as the Founding Fathers. George Washington didn't want to do it for life. He just did his service, and he got off his horse and went home. And that's what all these guys need to do. Kyle and I will be right back with details on what you need to do to survive this. Please, don't touch that dial.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.